We're talking today about repetition in art as a theme in a particular piece or across a whole artistic career. And my guest today is the rapper, composer, and producer Guru. Guru, born Keith Elam, is the voice of the hip-hop group Gangstar, and he's produced an innovative series of jazzmatazz albums that combine hip-hop with classics of jazz and soul. Guru's new album is called Baldhead Slick and DeClick. Guru.
How are you, Kurt?
Welcome to Studio 360.
It's good to be here.
Gangstar has been around for about a dozen years.
Yeah, I'd say almost 14 now, maybe.
How did you get started doing that?
Well, I was in Boston, and the hip-hop scene hit Boston. I grew up there, and it hit Boston about 77. And we used to do MC battles and breakdance events and so forth. I had a partner, Big Shug, that started Gangstar with me. And at first we were doing it for fun. And then I was like, well, I don't want to be a local yokel, so to speak. So I made a pilgrimage to New York with $1,500, a duffel bag, and a dream. And
it worked out okay.
Yeah, after a while. I mean, I shot my demos around, got signed in, I'd say, 86 to an independent label, got jerked around, didn't make any money till like 1990.
Can we play something actually from your new record?
Sure. The Baldhead Slick and DeClick is actually a concoction of a bunch of things. I have all my homeboys who've been rapping for a while, like me, like Ice-T, Tretch from Naughty by Nature, a rapper from Wu-Tang called Killer Priest, and several others, and a bunch of new artists that I'm trying to springboard. And this is a song produced by an up-and-coming producer called Ayatollah, and this one is called Cry.
Get on your knees and cry. You know the reason why. You ungrateful motherfucker. Can't believe you lied. You tried to fake me, snake me, cause my heart is good. I knew you would. You played the role as hard as you could. Revenge is my ammo, black whip, tinted windows. Relentless is my wrath, you in the mix like chemicals. Why I'm acting that way? Cause this ain't back in the days. Still hold a grudge, old man thug about to blast you away. I'll strangle your plot effortlessly with one thought. This is way past gun talk, so many blocks I've done rock. You didn't know that I was thorough than you. Five boroughs of crews, I'm about to bury you dudes.
That was Cry from Baldhead Slick and DeClick, which is the latest release by my guest, the recording artist and producer Guru. Guru, you first received serious critical acclaim a decade ago when you began using jazz samples in your music, right?
Well, Gangstar as a group, when we came out in the late 80s, early 90s, it was the era when everyone was sampling the James Brown stuff. And it was like, okay, this is getting too repetitious. And people like my partner, DJ Premier, big up to him. People like Q-Tip and Ali from Tribe Called Quest, Showbiz, Diamond D, those were a lot of the DJ slash producers from our era. They would dig in the crates, so to speak, and find these jazz records that would add that atmosphere, you know, because you've got maybe someone rhyming real rugged, and then you've got some really mellow sounds in the background, or a horn or piano or whatever from a jazz record. And these guys didn't do it to create hip-hop jazz or jazz rap, but they did it to create hip-hop, to take it actually to the next level. So that was our era. And then what happened after that, we did a song for Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues called Jazz Thing, which was about the history of jazz, and that kind of springboarded our career. So I got to big up to Spike, and Spike's always looking out for us.
Its roots are in the sounds of the African, or should I say the mother, bringing us back again from the drumming on the Congo. It came with a strong flow and continued to grow. Feet moved to the beat of the tabalo. Now dig the story and follow, for then it landed on American soil. Through the sweat, the blood, and the toil, it praised the Lord, shouted on chain gangs. Pain they felt, but it helped them to maintain. Scott Joplin grass, Bessie Smith's blues, St. Louis blues, they were all the news, ringing smooth in all the listeners' ears, fulfilling the needs and planting the seeds of a jazz thing.
So that was Jazz Thing from the Mo Better Blues soundtrack. Once again, shout out to Spike, Brooklyn in the house. But the media really took to a lot of us and started calling us jazz rap, hip-hop jazz. And for me, it was difficult to accept that, because sometimes when you're labeled by, you know, an outside force, it can affect where your career goes. So for me, I had a little foresight and I said, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it to the next level, protect Gangstar, but at the same time, you know, let the people know that we are pioneers of that era, and find the actual jazz cats that we sample and try to see if they want to come in the studio and jam to some hip-hop beats. And the first person I talked to was Dr. Donald Byrd, who was brilliant, and he's like a mentor to me to this day. And he talks like this, you know, typical jazz cat. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, that's beautiful. It's history. It's literature. Let's do it, you know. So from there, he kind of put the word out to the other jazz cats, Roy Ayers, Ramsey Lewis, Lonnie Liston Smith.
And so you kind of cloned yourself. You still do the straight Gangstar rap in one part of you, and then this Guru 2 has this other career entirely.
Yeah, and then I got the Ballhead Slick, so it's actually even more. And what happened was, I think, from exposing myself to the jazz cats, I mean, these guys are in their 60s still touring and still playing great music. And then you got to look at groups like Aerosmith. I'm from Boston, so I know about them. And, you know, I mean, and so that's inspirational for me. And I, you know, as long as I feel like I can do it, then I want to do it.